You're listening to SBS News.
After nearly a week of talks, European Union leaders approved a landmark stimulus package to fight the aftershocks of the coronavirus outbreak. The COVID-19 pandemic has been an economic disaster for the EU, with Europe plunged into the biggest recession in its history. The agreed stimulus plan is worth $1.2 trillion in grants and loans to member states hit hardest by the pandemic. President of the European Council, Charles Michel, praised the agreement.
Europe is strong, Europe is united. These were, of course, difficult negotiations in very difficult times for all Europeans. This is a good deal, this is a strong deal, and most importantly, this is the right deal for Europe right now. We showed collective responsibility and solidarity.
The stimulus payments will not be blank checks for member states. Spending will be closely controlled and must be devoted to policies which are compatible with European priorities, including politically difficult economic reforms, as well as the environment. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is optimistic about the future.
Europe as a whole has now a big chance to come out stronger from the crisis. Today we've taken a historic step we can be all proud of.
But the plan was nearly upended after Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said he wanted a link to be made between the handout of European Union funds and the rule of law. The connection was aimed at Poland and Hungary, countries with right-wing populist governments that many in the EU think are sliding away from democratic rule. Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki says the matter is non-negotiable as far as his country is concerned.
If we are supposed to accept the budget, we must be given what we demanded from the very beginning. I mean, no supervisory discretion for the EU institutions as far as the rule of law.
There have been tensions between leaders after a group of so-called fiscally frugal northern European nations, led by the Netherlands, strongly believed the stimulus package was unnecessary. It's believed French President Emmanuel Macron banged his fists on the table and told the frugal four they were putting the European project in danger. Mr. Macron and German Chancellor Angela Merkel later appeared together as a united front. The French president says he is happy with the final result.
I am in no doubt that the compromises that we agreed on in order to limit over-contributions from some and to bring everyone into this whole project have led to proportionate results.
And German Chancellor Angela Merkel agrees.
It was not easy. That we needed so many days shows that we came from different directions. But what counts for me is that we all got together in the end and that we are now all convinced that we can really make something out of what we decided.
The package now requires more technical negotiations among member states as well as ratification by the European Parliament, which could happen as soon as this Thursday. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.